Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can hear him on Data 2, Jim Derry. Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike, great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Jim, I don't want to say you're an old pops like me, but you're in that neighborhood. What we saw Sunday from Taysom Hill goes on the Mount Rushmore for me of what I've seen in the Superdome, of what he was able to do totally. It's unreal to watch that guy and what he's able to accomplish. And you sort of know it's coming. There's nothing of a surprise there. And what a game he had against the Browns. And, again, I've seen all these games, and I don't care if it's Sugar Bowl, national championship games, other events other than Saints games. That's on the Mount Rushmore for me.
Look, Mike, just because I got a little gray in my beard, all right, you know, we have seen a lot. There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, we were typing up something on Twitter in the first quarter of something – that hadn't been done in the NFL since 1951, and it was only the first quarter. You know, things that he had done. He had returned a kick, scored a touchdown, thrown a pass, thrown an interception, the things that he does no one else can do. And it's, you know, obviously it's why Sean Payton loved him so much, and it's what brought him here, and it's what's kept him here for this long. But I think the most amazing thing about Taysom Hill is that 34 years old, and the way that he runs, and he's still outrunning, you know, that last run. Now, granted, it was when the game was basically over, and how hard the Browns are trying, I'm not sure. But to be able to outrun everyone at his age and to do the things he can do, man, I wish I could have done those things back when I was 34 years old.
Yeah. I was talking to Pete Jenkins about it, and Pete was like, Mike, are you sure he's 34? I said, well, that's what his birth certificate says. What do you want me to argue with him about it? I'm telling you, he's 34 years old. But it is amazing to watch him and to see his career and what happened at BYU and hurt a lot with BYU. And he's been nicked up also with the Saints. But, yeah, man, when he's healthy, this football team, along with Eric McCoy, it made a difference. Having those two guys in the lineup against Cleveland.
Mike, one thing I've said about, you know, anyone who's ever covered the Saints and been in a Saints locker room after a game and see what Taysom Hill looks like after any normal game, he looks different than anyone else. And I'm not talking about his physical stature. I'm talking about I've never seen someone as bruised up as he is after every single game he plays, because he goes 110% every single play he plays, because it's the only mode he knows how. He doesn't have a turbo mode because he's always in turbo mode. But it's amazing when you look at him and he's got his shirt off and he's just black and blue throughout his entire body. And it's, you know, I'm not sure, again, and you talk about his age and you bring up his age, I don't know how someone at that age continues to do it at that level the way that he does and to take the beating that he takes.
Well, it's good that he's got an off weekend this week so he can rest up, because the schedule down the stretch, and some good, some bad. The Giants and the Raiders, come on, we know about that, but they haven't matched up well against the Rams, and you got the Packers right around the corner too. That ain't going to be an easy gig on that. Look, going to LSU now, and I think their inability to run the football has caused all kind of problems, but everything sort of peeled apart in the second half against Texas A&M, not being able to react to the option quarterback in Reed. And then we saw Milroe, man, when he's going to go into College Football Hall of Fame, yeah. Give me the tapes of when I played LSU. Last year and this year is there. Man, the hole at center and guard is enormous, Jim. And
yeah,
that, I think, has caused a lot of issues. It forces Nussmeier I think he's trying to make every throw count, and you can't be that way. I thought they ran the football a little bit better against Florida, but Florida's lousy playing the run. Watch what happens to Florida this week. If you think Florida's a really good team, watch who they play this week.
They're not.
And see how they stand out. LSU is in a free fall right now, and Brian Kelly's got to put the net down real fast.
Yeah, and this is definitely the worst stretch of football that LSU's played since Brian Kelly's gotten here. And, you know, I think we maybe when we were talking about how good this offensive line was before the season, I don't think we were putting enough stock in that, just how good Jaden Daniels was, because Jaden Daniels could escape any pressure and got away and made those numbers look really good. And you're like, man, this offensive line's going to be, they're all coming back. You're going to be so good this year. And then you go to a guy who's not mobile at all and Garrett Nussmeier, and you realize, oh, maybe that's why the offensive line looked as good as they did. And look, I'm just really, I tell you what bothers me more than anything, and you kind of touched on it in the beginning, and it's not just the running game, but it's the play calling. And I think Joe Sloan's play calling to me has kind of got me baffled, or maybe it's the exact opposite, because it's so predictable. It's become so predictable that they're going to run on first down and then not even running with the right guys. And I can't understand what he's trying to do. And you get yourself in a third and long situation. And look, Nussmeier has actually been able to get out of a lot of them on third down, but you can't keep doing it, and you can't keep putting yourself on third and six, because that's been LSU's biggest downfall the last 3 weeks, and it's why they've been losing.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. I'll try to get you. I want you on Saturday, so I'll give you a time. Hopefully you can join us on our pregame show at Acme Oyster House and give us a few more words on LSU. But I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Mike, you give me a time, and I'll be on. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks so much. Jim Derry does a fantastic job. And, man, I love that he gives you an opinion, right or wrong. He's going to give you one, and that's why we have Sports Talk, for somebody to give a strong opinion on a subject. You're not always going to be right, but you give one better than not giving one at all.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.